Well, good morning, everyone. What a blessing we have to be gathered again together this morning and praise and worship our Lord. And what a great reason we have to do that. Here's my testimony of how Jesus brought me out of darkness into light. I grew up on a dairy farm, the youngest of 9, 7 brothers and 1 sister. Looking back, everything seems dark. I don't have a lot of memories as a child, although I do remember going fishing and camping with my family. Some of my first memories are of feeling left out and forsaken, often having nightmares of being lost and left behind by my family, or being chased by evil men. By the time I was 6, I was a very willful young boy, often lying to have my way. It was around that time I started getting very angry if things didn't go my way. I kept my anger inside because I knew I wouldn't get away with it if I didn't. I also remember over that time finding DVDs in my older brother's bedroom and giving them to my mom. I didn't know what it was. I was 4 or 5 at that time. But I remember mom throwing them in the oven and going into your bedroom and crying. I heard her. Times like that, I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what. I remember hiding behind the couch and crying. I remember feeling a bitter hate towards my brother for making my mom cry. I started school a very insecure, attention-craving boy. I was 8 or 9 when I started looking up to my older brothers. I knew that's who I wanted to be. That was over the time my 2 older brothers left the Amish. I remember being a different person at home than with my friends. I would be loud and rowdy with my friends, but quiet and reserved at home. When I was 10, my brother and I found a DVD player and a box of DVDs in our barn. We watched westerns every chance we had. Often when our parents were at church or not at home, or sometimes during the night. When I was 13 or 14, I started with masturbation. I knew if I would die, I would probably go to hell, but I didn't have any power to overcome. It was also over that time my mom got diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors said she wouldn't live for more than 2 years. When I was 16, I joined what was considered the Wild Youth Group. I was very insecure and wanted to fit in, so I started bending rules in my dress and lifestyle. I was 2 months over 16 when my mom died. My brother Chris and I were the only ones living at home. Over the next month, I became withdrawn and depressed. I don't remember much over that time. It was a very dark time in my life. Over the next 6 months, I lived my life like I wanted, but still thinking I was a pretty good Christian. When I was 17, my dad got remarried. I wasn't ready for a new mom, but was glad my dad wouldn't be alone anymore. I also remember thinking my dad doesn't care about us anyway, except how we dress. I was getting more withdrawn and depressed. About that time, Brother Jonas came back from Free Indeed, and a group of us started getting together for Bible study and accountability. It wasn't long until we weren't allowed to get together, which confused me because I knew it was helping me. A few weeks later, the ministry got together with my parents and older brothers. They decided I would go live with my brother Sammy and his wife. I found freedom from masturbation, but I still loved my life. I still had pride in my life. I always wanted to be a step ahead of my friends, to do things that would make people look. When I was 18, I wanted to be a member of the church, but some of the members did not want me to join if I did not live at home. So I moved back home 8 months after I moved in with Samuels. After I moved home, I joined instruction classes for baptism. Over that time, I was really searching. I read books like The Cross and The Calvary Road. I started seeing more clearly God's vision for a pure church. I often had questions, as I knew members that did not lead a pure life. The night before my baptism, I started asking Dad a lot of questions. By the time I was done, I was very upset and told my dad, if they only care how people dress, I don't want to be part of the church. Which was partly true, but mostly I was defending myself. That night I regretted the way I talked to my dad and asked God for forgiveness and prayed for a good relationship with my dad. The next day they decided not to baptize me with the others. I was put on a proving period for the next 6 weeks. I asked God to help me overcome my anger and bitterness. I also remember being confused and upset as I knew the others that were getting baptized had the same questions and problems I did, but they could still get baptized. They just didn't ask the questions. I then got baptized 6 weeks later. The next few weeks I tried to be more within the church guidelines, but it did not last long. I was soon pursuing self again. I still thought I was a good person, and I still read my Bible and tried to do what is right, but I still loved my life. I started with masturbation again. I hated it, but couldn't overcome. I would be free for a few weeks, but always fell back. By the time I was 19, I was tired of performing and started thinking about moving to another church. Over that time, we were getting together every once in a while, just randomly, and having Bible studies and prayer meetings, but it wasn't really allowed anymore. Then this spring, some of the brothers got excommunicated, and I went to visit my brother out in Montana, thinking I might stay there. But he started talking about the church there, and I knew I did not want to join that church. I talked with some of the brothers and decided to join the brotherhood here once I came home. I was inspired by the clear biblical truth that was preached at Shelbyville. It also convicted me to search my heart and come to grips with the selfish life I was pursuing. It was not until I surrendered everything I had that I had true peace and could say that I am free from sin with a clear conscience. I find it interesting to think back when I was trying for years to overcome masturbation. But it was not until the body of sin was destroyed that I could have victory. I now desire to be baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ and submit myself to the local body of believers. God bless you all.